Hello, everyone, and welcome to another race recap analysis here on the Cycling Dane Extra channel and on the podcast, if you're listening. Today was the final stage of the Danish Grand Départ. And as always, I'm joined by Mr. Krüger himself, Ewan. And today we went from Vejle down to Sønderborg. And Ewan, what happened on the stage?
Well, today was a pretty formulaic sprint stage indeed. Not much really for you guys to tune in for. However, there was a breakaway up the road, just Magnus caught on his own for most of the day. He was caught with 50 kilometers to go, and then it was all eyes on a sprint finish. Before the finish, though, there was a crash at 10 kilometers to go, which took up, as the road narrowed, it took down many riders, notably Filippo Ganna, Bauke Mollema, and Dylan Teuns, who were all sitting inside top 20 in GC. However, the final run into the line in Sønderborg was fairly straightforward. It looked like Quickstep Alphavinyl were doing a fantastic lead-off for Jakobsen. However, coming through the final corner, Jakobsen goes a little bit too fast, has to press on the brakes harder than he would have imagined. Maybe he was a little bit too unprepared for that final corner. He loses about 15, 20 wheels in the end, and then opens up for Jumbo Visma, who control things with Laporte opening up, Wout van Aert in the wheel behind. But in a three-up photo finish between Jasper Philipsen, Wout van Aert, and Dylan Groenewegen of the Netherlands, it was Dylan Groenewegen of Bike Exchange who takes the win, which means that this is the second Dutch sprint stage victory in a row after Jakobsen took the win yesterday. What this means for the green jersey is that Wout van Aert keeps it, he also keeps yellow, actually extending his gap by 6 seconds over Yves Lampaert in second place. And the white jersey remains on the back of Pogacar, who had no difficulty today, as neither did his Jumbo-Visma buddies of Primož Roglič and Jonas Vingegaard. So it wasn't an absolute corker of a stage, but we need sprint stages in the Tour de France, and this is one of them.
We need sprint stages. But yeah, Ewan, where best to start then? Dylan Groenewegen, redemption arc in some fashion. Of course, we all think of the crash with him and Jakobsen back in 2020, and he's kind of come good. And he was formidable at the Tour of Slovenia, didn't have any rivals in that one stage he won. But Ewan, yeah, this must be huge for him personally and also Bike Exchange.
Exactly. This is a big win for Dylan Groenewegen from Amsterdam, who's come back from that injury. Big psychological blow after the Jakobsen incident. Of course, it's his fault, but he's always been scarred by one racing maneuver for all of his career. I'm sure he's going to have plenty of people with backlash over that incident, even today after he's won this stage. But the Dutchman definitely on full form once again. No lead out today, so he was just surfing the wheels on his own to some extent, outplaying Jumbo Visma, who had a very good lead out for Wout van Aert. It looked like for a second that Wout was going to take the stage in the yellow jersey, but Dylan Groenewegen back to winning ways, and it's going to be interesting to see him clash with Fabio Jakobsen later into this race. However, I'm going to give a special shout out to Jasper de Philipsen, who had a fantastic sprint coming from really far down in the bunch. He was probably, I think, 15 wheels down, opened up his sprint and got into third place with a bike throw. So really good job from him.
I think another point in that final sprint that we need to talk about is the frustration we saw from Peter Sagan with Wout van Aert muscling him into the barrier, almost similar to what he did to Mark Cavendish to some extent, but not quite as vigorous. But Ewan, do you think Wout van Aert should have been relegated in that sprint?
He definitely pushes Sagan against the barriers. And I don't think Sagan particularly likes Wout van Aert, to be honest. I'm not sure if there's a bit of a anger of what happened in Poitiers back at the Tour de France a couple of years back, when exactly the same incident kind of happens, where Sagan and Wout van Aert are up against the barriers. Sagan really should be able to have the room there. He is getting forced against the barriers. He's visibly frustrated, and rightly so, about Wout really shoving him against the barriers. But if he had a clean run, would he have been able to make it through and take the stage win? I don't know, but Wout's definitely closing the door on him. But Sagan, I think, has a big enough gap to go through. Caleb Ewan, though, is the casualty behind whilst this is all going on. He is completely locked out. He's also very, very visibly frustrated. You can see him shouting at the bike. But for Sagan and Wout van Aert, yes, this kind of disgruntlement continues after what happened in Poitiers in 2020.
I mean, the natural next question is, Fabio Jakobsen so dominant through most of the season. So what really went wrong for Quickstep Alphavinyl today, not being able to do that hat trick?
Jakobsen made a mistake in the final corner. It was a fatal mistake. He had the legs to win today's stage. He was just in completely the wrong place. He was out of position, about 20 or so wheels down. He had to make his way to the front within the space of 700 meters. So he did a very good job despite that happening. And I think Jakobsen's going to come back fighting in Calais and probably take that stage win as well.
Well, as a whole over these three stages in Copenhagen to then Roskilde, over the Storebælt Bro to Nyborg, and then now finally Vejle to Sønderborg. It's been an amazing Grand Prix for Danish cycling. So many fans on the roads, of course, as well. But Ewan, Jumbo Visma were potentially hoping to be ahead of Tadej Pogačar before we got to Sønderborg here today. And they find themselves behind him with their two key cards of Jonas Vingegaard and Primoz Roglic. And on the stream as well, we were talking about that UAE Team Emirates weren't actually doing any work, whereas Jumbo Visma were, because of the Wout van Aert yellow jersey and wanting him to have the green jersey as well. So do you think they are potentially a loser for this Grand Depart?
They have a yellow jersey. Roglic and Vingegaard are safe. They haven't been caught up in a crash. It's hard to say they're losers, but they haven't gained on Pogacar. They haven't taken a stage win yet. I think we're currently seeing what could be the blueprints of this grand master plan of going for green and yellow in the same Tour de France backfire. Once again, the GC guys, well, the sort of helpers on the mountains were used up early on. Looking towards Kreiswijk, who was used up for a lot of today to pace. Why is he there? Why are they using up all their riders at this point when UAE are not doing anything? Are UAE now just going to bully them in the mountains once Kreiswijk is getting a little bit tired because he's been used up on sprint duties for Wout van Aert? I think this is the one insight that we've had from Denmark, is that Jumbo, I think, are putting their finger in far too many pies.
Yeah, I think you're right. And where better to finish than fingers in pies? So that's basically it for the recap race analysis here of stage three, the final stage in the Danish Grand Depart. And now we'll be heading over to the French mainland before, well, first the rest day, and then they'll have stage four before we hit the cobbles on stage five. So thank you very much for watching, as always. Subscribe to the channel to stay up to date. And of course, we will see you around.